Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we have the notification of the Open Meeting Act posted and the meeting procedure. A copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the back wall. Prior to turning to today's agenda, I would like to announce a procedure that will be used with respect to each agenda item. The directors will hear the subcommittee chairman's report with their proposals and recommendations, and the public will be given an opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss the items and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chairman. We ask that public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. Thank you. Quorum call, please.
Adams.
Here.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Hubbard.
Here.
Furman.
Here.
Storm.
Here.
Caesar.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
And Chairman.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Furman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. Adoption of the consent agenda.
So move.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Furman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson. Adams.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. I have here in front of me the proof of publications. Agency reports, Natural Conservation Service report is a written report. It's available. Nebraska Association of Resource Districts Director Rich Tizar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD will be having their annual tour in Valentine, Nebraska, June 8th and 9th. And seeing as it's too late to so if you wanted to go, you're out. But that would complete my report. We're just waiting for it to come. And Tim, you're going to take a...
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Is that all you have?
I'm done.
Okay. Legislative report, Tim Gay, welcome.
Thank you. Tim Gay with Catalyst Public Affairs. I just handed out budget cuts that are happening that you'd be interested in. But Speaker Arch said earlier this year, you know, it's a long session, so they're putting the budget together. He said that's the most important thing they have to do, and that's what they're doing right now. So all this has led up to last 3 days. They've been doing the budget, and this is the first draft of that budget. There'll be some more cuts probably, but this is the initial budget that came out. They still got to do some more cuts because of the forecast being a lot lower than they thought. They got another $190 million to make up. So anyway, I introduced some of these cuts. I'm not going to go through all of them, obviously, because there's a lot here. But what they did in that special session, remember, they took all the cash funds out. So they kind of swept if you had any cash in your account through fees or whatever it may be. We're taking that off the table. And that's kind of what they did then. Now they're kind of actually getting into the actual programs and cutting the programs. So they may cut them 50% here or there and go from there. During the debates, you know, watching it and listening in, there's not a whole lot you can do when that hits. They tried to put more things back in the budget, and really nothing got included in there. I think there's $300,000 for Special Olympics is the only thing that got put back into the budget. But a few senators, Jane Raybould being one, Danielle Conrad and the other, were kind of talking about the water and water sustainability fund and other things. Why are we taking money from these funds? Recycling got brought up a little bit too. So there wasn't a tremendous amount of talk about it, but people were saying, hey, if we do this, what are we going to do? We have all these water needs out there. The Perkins Canal, you've probably been reading in the paper, was a big issue. A lot of people you know, they're sticking with it, don't get me wrong, but a lot of people were questioning, do we need all $500 million set aside because of lawsuits and things like that. So anyway, that was about it as far as natural resources and questions went. There's a lot of other things that you wouldn't be interested in from the board's perspective. Going forward, so this is just general file. Next week, they're going to come back and do like the second round of select file. I don't think there'll be a whole lot more cuts in there than what they've already proposed and talk about. They'll still probably talk about it for a long time, and it's more of a complaint session than a productivity session. So a lot of people are upset their programs got cut or whatever, but no one really came to the table with anything to kind of make up for it. The thing, I think they're going to go to cash reserves for this year to make up the balance. So there's about $800 million in cash reserves. They got to keep a 3% balance under the Constitution. But they have some money to work with, so they'll probably take $180 million for that cash reserve so they don't have to raise taxes. But I think next week, they were supposed to look at this before, if they're going to raise any revenue, they cut some programs, economic development programs, to get $80 million, and then they took another $80 million from the teachers' pension is 100% paid for, so they're taking, they don't have to put money into that pension. So that made up $160 million of the $430-some million. There's talk of taxes on cigarettes. I think the soda thing's off the table. Cigarettes and things like that. There's another bill out there that taxes numerous things, but these are changing all the time. Just listening to Speaker Arch, I don't know if there's a whole lot of appetite for tax increases right now. You know, there's an election for half of them next year, so I don't think they really want to go increase taxes. So, like I say, that's what's going on. You saw the merger between the Department of Energy and Environment. That happened. That's done. As far as cost savings goes, there wasn't a whole lot projected, but they think they can get efficiencies through that because they're both in the same building, et cetera, et cetera. So there'll be a little bit of a change over there. That's a governor's proposal. So that went forward pretty easily with the chairman of Natural Resources. Senator Brandt was sponsoring that. John and I had lunch with Senator Brandt about a week ago, I think it was, and you know, we offered, hey, he'd like to go out with his committee and do some tours and things. He's only got this year, next year left, but then Senator DeKay probably will be Natural Resources Chair, but to bring the committee and maybe come do a visit or something. So we're going back with him on that. I know Director Teaser just said about those tours, so this would be more just in your own area and maybe get some of the newer senators who are just elected, you know, who may not know as much about the Papio NRD. So we're going to look into that and get that done. And other than that, I think, you know, trying to get John, if you can get on that Water Resources Committee, there's Water Task Force that's being created. So we'd like to get somebody on that if we could. I mean, that's going to be, they're picking as, I don't know the process of that, but anyway, when they merge together, they're creating this Water Study Task Force. Could have up to 20 people on it. It obviously would be spread throughout the state and different interest and things like that. So give that a shot and see what happens. And other than that, there's a lot of other things going on, but as far as you're concerned, I don't want to take forever of your time tonight either, but that's it. We're looking at this budget. We'll get, when it's completed, we'll get it to John. I know Amanda is interested. You're all interested in those cuts, but as you glance through there, that's just kind of hot off the press from today when we're looking through all the budget and they finalized it. So, but if you have any questions on a particular fund, let John know and we can dig into it, or I could try to answer it now.
Would you foresee any additional reductions in the FIMITES?
Yeah, I think it's in there on the...
Yeah, we're losing 353,000.
Yep.
Would you anticipate...
I hope not. Senator Ibaugh's been pushing to get more money in there, as you know, and then they cut it. But it just seems to me like, you know, the Appropriations Committee is made up of 9 members of the 49, and it's a lot of work, a lot of complex moving parts there. And it's kind of like, well, here's your budget. Trust me, it's good. And so if you're not on that committee, a lot of times those budgets, I know they, like I say, they complain about it a lot, but there's not usually a lot of productive amendments on there. So I think we're done. They can't cut it too much. I mean, they've already cut. So hopefully they won't. We'll keep an eye out for it. If they do, we'll know next week.
Okay.
So.
Yes.
Tim, anything about higher education? Any cuts or keeping it the same or?
I don't, haven't paid a whole lot of attention to higher education cuts, so I apologize for that. But one thing, that does remind me, Director Bradley, one thing I did want to tell you. So, you know, a year ago or so, when they were looking to bring year two, they took over the community college levies. Then immediately they cut the community colleges. So if that happens again, where they're trying to save money on property taxes, you were on that target last year. And then we got it removed, John and Dean and everyone. It got removed because it's a small portion, but a large portion, right, of what you're getting because they're so big. But that's one of those things I'm worried down the road that comes again. If it does, I mean, you got to fight that hard because look what they're doing. They went from $1.4 billion to minus $432 million. And, you know, it's just an unstable source of funding. So you certainly don't want to be in that position going forward. That's where I think getting people here from Omaha understanding or whatever, and I'm sure Dean's probably saying the same, make sure they understand what you're doing. So that's why we want to do that tour or at least meetings with you or whatever. And I know I've talked about that. We've got to make that happen. But today's day 75 of day 90-day session. That ends June 2nd or the 9th, I guess. But it could end June 2nd on day 89 if they don't have a veto. They don't want to wait a week for vetoes. But after that, you know, we're in June, but never hurts to be talking all the time to these people and letting them know what you do with your budget. And some of these cuts are going to, you know, they're going to come back to you on the Water Sustainability Fund and mm-hmm. things like that. So, but Director Bradley, that brings up, because the first thing they did was we're going to take over community colleges, but don't worry, you can tax if we don't give you the money. Well, they cut them and they cut them. So that's, you don't want to be in that situation. So, but anyway, other than that, that's all I've got for you. And
thank you, Tim.
Appreciate
your time. Public hearing on the private levy cost share agreement. McVoy Property. Excuse me. Couldn't spit that out. John Winkler.
Thank you. Our hearing called to order at 4:12. Agenda item 2 is the appointment of the hearing officer, which is myself. Item 3 is evidence proof publication of the hearing notice, which is here for the record. Agenda item 4 is explanation of the purpose of the hearing. Brent Meyer.
Thank you, General Manager Winkler. This hearing is being conducted in compliance with Nebraska Revised Statute Section 25-2504. At this hearing, the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District will explain the nature and necessity of the McAvoy property project and the reasons for selecting this particular location. The owner of the property to be acquired by the district has the right to be represented by an attorney and negotiate and accept or reject the offer made by the district for the proposed acquisition. The proposed land acquisition is from a willing seller. However, they have the right to require that such damages be determined pursuant to the procedures for acquisition by eminent domain. At this hearing, the district will hear and consider any objections from any person. Thank you.
Thank you, Brent. Agenda item 5 is identification of the exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda. Exhibit 2 is a proof of publication of the hearing notice in the Omaha World Herald, April 25th, 2025. Exhibit 3 is a site map of the Lake Platteview Lot 2 McAvoy property. Agenda item 6, explanation of the need for the private levy cost share agreement. Amanda.
Good afternoon. Thanks, Bill. We'll just leave the map up here. So the Papio Missouri River Natural Resource District is proposing the restoration of high ground on a parcel generally located in western Douglas County, Lake Platteview, Lot 2. The purpose of this project is to restore high ground that was breached in 2019 during the flood and restore it to the existing elevation, the existing high ground, in order to reduce flood risk and damage from the Platte River in western Douglas County. This location was chosen because it is the last unrepaired breach on this stretch of high ground that carries on from our Union Dike, No Name Dike, moving south, and then there's a stretch of high ground with private owners until you get to Highway 92 right there at the Platte River. So this is the last unrepaired breach, which is why we're intending this as a project. When repaired, this high ground helps to protect public infrastructure, namely Campanile Road, Highway 92, and along with a number of residential properties that are within the Papio NRD district. You can see the parcel up on the map. It's highlighted right there. It's there's a little Lake Platteview community, and then the Platte River's right to the west. For this project, it's necessary to acquire property for the construction, operation, and maintenance of high ground for the private levy cost share program. And this the district is proposing to acquire fee simple title to restore the high ground on this property. And I know we've talked about this property before here, and in continuing conversation with the landowner, there's some willingness for us to purchase the property. So we have agreed to start that process and see where we can get with negotiations.
Thank you, Amanda. Agenda item 7, receive testimony and statements. Is there anyone from the public that would like to provide any statements or testimony on this item? Second time. And third and final time. Anyone would like to provide any testimony? Seeing none, we'll move to agenda item 8, reception of the exhibits, and we will adjourn the hearing at 4:16 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Item 10 is subcommittee reports. A is ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee RFP for the Oak Leaf Grade Stabilization Project that was on May 1st, 2025. Director Phil Davidson.
Thank you, Chairman. McCormick, be it resolved that the minutes of the May 1st, 2025 meeting of the ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee are accepted, incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Recommendation that Benesh be ranked first to negotiate contract for professional services necessary to design and permit a series of grade control structures within the Oak Leaf subdivision, and the Empress Group be ranked second.
That concludes your report.
That concludes my report.
Thank you. Item B, programs, projects, operations, subcommittee. I'm sorry. Anyone wish to address this item?
Just say so moved.
So moved, yes.
I forgot to say, it's not written in here to say I just. And I so move.
Does anyone from the public care to address this item? Directors, roll call, please.
Conley. Davidson.
No.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Irvin.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Teaser.
No.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chair.
Abstain.
Okay. Roll call. Yeah, okay. 8-2-1, is that correct?
Yeah. The motion carries. Item 10, item B, programs, projects, and operations subcommittee, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be resolved the minutes of May 6, 2025. Meeting of the programs, projects, and operations subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item 1, FY26 equipment requirements. Recommendation that the proposed FY2026 equipment requirements be approved, subject to funding in the FY2026 budget, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to discuss this? Directors? Roll call, please.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Irvin.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item 2, Sorensen and Gerard Trail. Item A, contract amendment 3 to professional services agreement with Felsberg, Holt, and Ulvig. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed amendment number 3 to the professional services and agreement between the district and Felsberg, Holt, and Ulvig for the Sorensen and Gerard Trail Connection Project to the maximum amount of $19,100, bringing to the total maximum not to exceed contract amount to $189,441. Subject changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as to form by district legal counsel. Yeah, I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to discuss this? Directors, roll call, please.
Bowser.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Bergman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Yes.
Davidson.
Yes.
And Sherman.
Yes.
Item B, construction change order one with Navarro Lawn and Landscape, Inc. Recommendation that the general counsel be authorized to execute the proposed change order number one to the construction contract between the district and Navarro Lawn and Landscape for the Sorenson and Gerard Trail project for the maximum amount of $243,317.30, bringing the total contract amount to $840, subject to change deemed necessary by the general manager and approved by formed by district legal counsel. I so move.
Anyone from the public? Directors, roll call, please.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Bergman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Yes.
Davidson.
Yes.
Sadler.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed interlocal agreement with the city of Blair to provide a cost share of a not to exceed $367,000 for the Cobble Creek project, which changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved by as to form by district legal counsel. And I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to comment? Directors, roll call.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
And Sherman.
Yes. Item four, amendment number one for the Silver Creek Watershed Site 35 Alpha Small Flood Control and Water Quality Project. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed amendment number one with Houston Engineering, Inc. for the Silver Creek Watershed Site 35 Alpha Project in an amount not to exceed $837,596,000, bringing the total contract not to exceed amount to $994,022, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved by form by general legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public? Directors, roll call, please.
Storm.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Bergman.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Item 10C, Finance, Expenditures, and Legislative Legal Subcommittee, Director Larry Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the May 6, 2025 meeting of Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item 1, District Legal Services. Recommendation that the board approve the proposed legal services agreement with Hush Blackwell per the terms and conditions outlined in said agreement for a period to begin upon execution of agreement from May 9th, 2025 to June 30th, 2028, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to comment? Directors? Roll call, please.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Bergman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes.
Item number two, seventh and final addendum to general manager agreement. Recommendation that the board approve the seventh addendum to the general manager employment agreement, which would extend the term of employment from May 2025 to December 31, 2031, with all other terms under the agreement remaining the same, subject to approval as deformed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to discuss this matter? Directors? Roll call, please.
Thompson?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Hubbard?
Yes.
Berkman?
Yes.
Storm?
Yes.
Teeser?
Yes.
And Chairman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Item number three, Douglas County buyout acquisitions. Three alpha. A, 24116 Curtis Avenue. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute for and on behalf of the district the purchase agreement providing for the purchase by the district from Don Wenzel of property located at 24116 Curtis Avenue, Valley, Nebraska, for the purchase price of $16,830, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as deformed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to comment? Directors?
Question.
Yes, Sam.
Director Hubbard. And I know you said when the floods originally occurred that everybody was lined up to trade that in. How many people still live in this area? Anyone know? Or is there?
Lori, do you know?
So there's about 250 privately owned parcels out there. Not all of them have houses, but I would say there's probably about 100 to 150 housing units that are occupied.
And the ones that are closest to the river, are there's occupied places on there? Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Adams.
Wait, just a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we talked about seeing a map of the parcels.
Yeah, I sent it to everybody. Bill, do you have that up?
So
you
can... yeah, there we are, yeah. And that was...
That one, almost had it.
There
it
is.
There you go. Yeah.
And you can see they're spread out pretty much. There's really no contiguous.
No, thank you.
Sorry. Is that it? All right, anyone else? Roll call, please.
Now I'll vote yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Hubbard?
Yes.
Berkman?
Yes.
Storm?
Yes.
Teeser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
Item 3B, 6320 Riverside Drive. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute for and on behalf of the district the purchase agreement providing for the purchase by the district from Don Wenzel of property located at 6320 Riverside Drive, Valley, Nebraska, for the purchase price of $65,000, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as deformed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to discuss this matter? Directors? Roll call, please.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Oh, yeah.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Hubbard?
Yes.
Berkman?
Yes.
Storm?
Yes.
Teeser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
Item 3C, Riverside Drive Parcel. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute for and on behalf of the district the purchase agreement providing for the purchase by the district from Don Wenzel of Douglas County parcel ID 15088-00001 in King Lake, Valley, Nebraska, for the purchase price of $5,440, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as deformed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public? Directors?
Yes. Jim?
Yes.
I'm opposed to this because we're buying vacant land. The purpose of this program is really to buy houses that were damaged or destroyed in the flooding, but why we're spending $5,400 to buy some vacant property and also losing the tax revenue on it. And that $5,400 could go a long ways in by, repairing that dike that we just talked about a few minutes ago. I think it's ridiculous that we buy vacant land.
Anyone else wish to comment? Directors, Director Thompson.
Can I clarify, this is not part of the grant from FEMA or the Lori?
That's correct.
So it's not part, so it comes out of our budget.
Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Conley.
Aye.
Gibson.
Yes.
Fowler.
No.
Hubbard.
No.
Irvin.
No.
Storm.
Yes.
Caesar.
No.
Thompson.
No.
Adams.
No.
Bradley.
Yes.
Sherman.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Item
three. What was the count?
Motion failed.
Four yay.
Seven.
Seven nay.
Item 3D, 24637 Camellia. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute for and on behalf of the district the purchase agreement providing for the purchase by the district from Linda James, the property located at 24637 Camellia Avenue, Valley, Nebraska, for the purchase price of $15,000, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to comment? Directors? Roll call, please.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Berman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item number four. Lower Platte River Subregional Groundwater Modeling Professional Services account over 110%. Recommendation that the account for Lower Platte River Subregional Groundwater Modeling Professional Services 01-05-4400-191 be allowed to exceed the budgeted amount up to $312,000, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to discuss this matter? Directors, roll call, please.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Berman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. That concludes your report.
That concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Bradley. Item 11A, Treasurer's Report, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to take items A through I, all inclusive, and the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes, and I so move.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion from the public? Directors, roll call.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Berman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. My chairman's report is next. I've invited a young lady here, Kansas Lohmeyer. She was at Earth Day and one of the recipients of the Friends of the Environment Award. She's 17 years old. She's Elkhorn South High School. She formed a green team there, weekly recycling pickups, biannual cleanups, Earth Day education programs, initiatives that directly shape how her peers engage with sustainability. Her leadership does not stop at the gates. Kansas is a vice president of SOAR, which she helped bring an environmental speaker to, on campus and led presentations on the how students can write, deliver public testimony. She's not showing up, she's showing others how to use their voices too. Kansas even submitted her own public comment supporting Nebraska Green Amendment, rallied classmates to get involved, and this passion started early. She founded an environmental club in middle school and is a longtime vegetarian, created a home garden and composting system. She even inspired her family to adopt greener habits. Kansas plans to pursue environmental studies and pre-law with the goal of becoming an environmental lawyer. Her convictions, her clarity of purpose, and her abilities to build momentum around her make her an incredible role model. It is our honor to have her with us tonight. I believe Director Jim Thompson would like to speak some more to the Earth Day.
Thank you. Yes, as probably there to present these awards in Kansas 17. If I did all you did at age 17, I'd be chairman of the board in no time. But and don't forget Hush Blackwell is a nice firm to work for. We've hired them for legal counsel. Do you have an environmental lawyer on your staff? Okay, well, anyway, I commend you for your effort, and I look forward in the future to where you might end up, us being environmentalists, because we got more votes than the next person. But our practice and the practice of staff certainly leads into what you've done so far in your young life. So congratulations. I also want to add that we handed out some an individual award for the birthday deal. Cheryl Watson from North Omaha, you might know Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she got the individual award. The nonprofit was Nebraska Recycling Council. I felt particularly proud to award that because I was chairman of the Nebraska Recycling Association for 4 years, and they changed the name. Purpose is still the same, so they finally got recognized by this award. The business award was Swap Omaha. Swap Omaha takes clothes and swaps them with people, hopefully that size. But they keep clothes out of the landfill. I don't throw my clothes away, I donate them, and then they can, St. Vincent de Paul can do what they want with them. And I just read an anecdote this morning about the average person gets rid of 81 pounds of clothing each year.
I know.
I think it's for every person in the United States. So Swap Omaha, it's small too. I think there's only two people who started the deal. And then the Lifetime Achievement Award was Nancy Scott. I won't read what she did, but it sounds like she did what Kansas is going to be doing as you continue your role in life. So she received, she went there, Don Priester, former state senator, accepted on her behalf. But again, a joy. We do sponsor Earth Day each year, and I hope we continue. It's a little bit not as big this year. We handed out our NRD staff, Jen was there in Austin, Burr Oak Cakes. I don't have time to watch that tree grow, but it's a nice gesture to plant burr oak trees around the community. But it was a good day, weather cooperated, and all sorts of variety and what you can visit at the booth and see what all environmental groups from each end of the spectrum exist. So that's all. Larry Bradley was there as well, and thank you for Chairman McCormick for coming. And Fred usually comes, but you missed it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good turnout. Lots of pets. So what that's worth.
Thank you, Director Thompson.
Real quick,
yes,
I may. The individual awardee was Cheryl Weston. Not Watson, so Cheryl Weston. I want to make sure the record reflects that. And I know that because
be looking for this.
She was one of the folks early in my career to lift me up and propel me to bigger and better. So
that was her calling because
Thank you. Clearing that up. Item 13 is General Manager's Report. John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 14 teams competed in the Nebraska State Envirothon here at Chaco Hills on April 30th. Students were tested on their knowledge of various natural resource topics as soils, wildlife, forestry, Environmental Policy Range Management. It was a big event and the first time that the NARD hosted it here at Chaco. So I'd like to thank all the volunteers that helped, with the staff that volunteered, and then also to Chairman McCormick, who presented the awards to the winning teams. Dawson County Envirothon Club took home first place. And then second place was, who's the typical runner? I always forget who that, well, never mind. So they didn't get first, so. Personnel miscellaneous items, Kalani Fortinas hired as the district secretary. She's sitting next to Jean Tate. She started welcome. April 14th, so we welcome her. She came to us from the Blair Field office, so she's no stranger to the NRD and the NRD system. So she was the administrative specialist there. So she's been with the district for 5 years, and we welcome her at the home office. Brad Ewens was hired as the medium equipment operator. Brad came to us from the Nebraska Department of Transportation. His first day with the district was April 21st. To remind you, the Nebraska Safest Company Award Luncheon is May 14th from 11:30 to 2 at the La Vista Conference Center. If anyone would like to go, please send Nicole a message that you would like to attend. So again, that's May 14th from 11:30 to 2. And then this is our 16th year, I believe, our 16th year of getting an award. So, I think everybody got this as a tree memorial dedication from Nebraska Game and Parks. So we've worked with the Honor and Remember Society of Nebraska, and at Summit Lake, they planted over 90 trees. And what they do is these trees are planted for members of the military who passed away in past conflicts, and then also first responders who passed away on active duty. And so each tree that is planted is assigned an individual on the list from that county. And so this will actually be the first dedication ceremony where family members from the veteran or from the first responder are there. They receive a honor and remember flag, and then they can actually go and go to the tree that is named for their family member that has fallen. On their website, you can go and you can click on the tree, hover above it, and it'll show you the name of the tree, who it's dedicated to, and then a little story about that person that the tree is dedicated for. So we'll be the kind of the flagship of this program as far as the actual dedication and them being there. We've also planted trees at Prairie Queen, Cunningham, and Carter Lake. For Douglas County Fallen Heroes. So we continue to work with them. It's a great program. Game and Parks provided all the trees. And so obviously Summit Lake is ours, and Game and Parks manage it at a state recreation area. So if you can make it, because it's a really neat ceremony. Report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal property is attached, as well as current and ongoing projects with the district legal counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed met on April 28th, and meeting minutes are attached. Next scheduled meeting is June 26th. And the Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership Report met on May 1st, and their next scheduled meeting is May 29th. And just from a personal message, thank you for your support on my final extension with the district, and I look forward to finishing out that contract. And then also, we have a lot of things to finish, so look forward to working with everybody in the next 6 years. Thank you.
Thank you, General Manager. Item 14 is informational items, future meetings. May 20th is electronic waste recycling collections at the Tecama and Blair Field offices. May 22nd is also electronic waste recycling in the Walt Hill and Dakota City Field offices. May 26th is the Papua NRD offices are closed for Memorial Day. June 10th, the subcommittee meetings are here at 4 p.m. June 12th, the board meeting is at 4 p.m. here as well. On June 19th, the NRD offices are closed for Juneteenth, National Independence Day. Item B, next scheduled meeting for the board of directors, as I said, is June 12th, 2025, and we are adjourned. Thank you.